chance to mark a test paper. But they don't tell the story of the world. The story of the world is a story of people. And the story of the Jewish world is certainly the story of people. Last week, for a few moments, I discussed with you the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a disciple called Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is one of the most enigmatic figures in Jewish history. A mystery. We don't even know his real name. The Talmud tells us that his name was Rabbi Nohorai, his name was Rabbi Nechemya. The reason he was called Rabbi Meir is because the Hebrew word Meir means to enshroud in light, to cause a great deal of light. So he brought a great deal of light to the wisdom of the rabbis. But that's not his real name. We don't know what his real name is. Jewish tradition tells us that he was descended from non-Jews, from Gerim, as was Rabbi Akiva. You remember I spoke to you before about the tremendous influx of converts into the Jewish world during these few centuries. And the best of the non-Jewish world, so to speak, came into it. And therefore, it is not surprising that we find in a very short period of time that many of the great leaders of the Jewish world are either these converts or they are the descendants of these converts, which the Talmud quotes to us to give us pause, because we always like to think, we always like to think of the world the way we would like it to be, not the way it is. Jewish legend, and I've discussed with you legend many times, Jewish legend says that he was a grandnephew of the Emperor Nero, Rabbi Meir, which would make it even more astounding. We know that in the family of Nero there were a number of converts. Some say Unculus Hager was from Nero's family. Some say Achillas Hager. Some say Reb Meir. But from the emperor's own family, there were many converts to Judaism. And Reb Meir apparently was one of them. Let me just backtrack for a moment. I mentioned legend, so that reminds me. When I spoke to you about Peter, there's a legend about Peter also. Again, I preface it by the statement that legends are not necessarily true, but legends usually characterize a person. The legends that we have about the Chofetz Chaim differ from the legends that we have about Richard Nixon, even though both of them may not be true. But we know something about the person from the type of legends. And there's a legend that completely unproven, unhistoric, but it reverberates in many, many places in Jewish history, that Peter, before his death, came back and became a full-fledged Jew. Renounced Christianity and came back and became a full-fledged Jew. And not only that Peter is the author of the famous and beautiful prayer which we say on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Nishmas Kol Chai. The prayer that every living thing says the praises of God, that he's the author of it. Now that's a very highly unlikely legend. But the legend persists. And because it persists, so it shows us that somehow the Jewish relationship towards him was not severed in the way that it was, for instance, towards Paul or towards any of the other early church fathers. Okay, now let's get back to our topic. Rabbi Meir, the Talmud tells us, was the greatest man of his generation. But Rabbi Meir led a very checkered and troubled existence. Rabbi Meir was the student